Have you spent countless of hours wondering what to do when you can't sleep at night? Have you been wondering, pondering, trying, experimenting, second-guessing yourself, and seeing this become just a long stretch of an anxiety-filled experience? Well, if so, this video is for you. We're going to talk about what I call the playbook. We're specifically going to talk about, what the playbook idea is, why it can be so helpful. We're going to talk about the playbook versus befriending wakefulness. How can they be reconciled, or can they be reconciled? And then we're going to have a practical summary. And I'm going to share with you in a second why we're talking about this, the playbook idea today. But before we do, you may be wondering, hey, it's Tuesday. It's supposed to be heard online. What's going on? Well, for those of you who are not stateside, yesterday was Labor Day. It was a holiday here. So that's why our schedule is a little bit changed this week. But that said, let us jump into an email that came in yesterday and which prompted this episode. And it is from Judith. So let's read this together. Judith said, first, I just want to send you a heartfelt thank you. I had insomnia for 6 months, but when I fell into your videos on YouTube in early April, I truly had an aha moment. Just after watching about 5 of your videos, I recall that very night I slept way better than I had for a long time. Then I did the one-on-one counseling with Michelle, who's excellent. By the end of May, I was on the road of being almost a normal sleeper. I would say now I'm mostly recovered, which is amazing and wonderful. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. I have not watched your videos recently, the new ones, but I wanted to request that you make a couple in the near future covering the following topics. There was another topic as well. But then she said, if you know you're going to be possibly up in the middle of the night, it helps to have a task or activity planned so that you can go right to it and get your mind off of those nasty, intrusive thoughts. During my many months before I found you, when I was trying different drugs, et cetera, I found myself up in the middle of the night every night. And the best thing for me was to do something productive, like sorting through my music. I'm a professional musician. And other pitching, purging, sorting kind of jobs that don't require a lot of serious thinking. Despite your strong view about embracing wakefulness, unfortunately, I don't like being up in the middle of the night ever, because for me, it brings on depressive, dark thinking. So for the most part, when I have a sleepless night, I lay there and make myself face anxiety, as you guys have taught us to do. Now, first of all, thanks, Judith, for sharing this suggestion and a little bit of your path. And there are many things, many facets to this. What Judith saw here, she discovered herself that actually doing something productive was helpful during her stretch of insomnia. But she also sees that she doesn't really like being up. She like prefers being in bed. So now when this is happening, she's kind of like laying there, facing the anxiety as we see is so helpful, right? So how can we kind of reconcile these ideas that can seem kind of contradictory? What should you do, etc.? Well, that's what we're here for, right? That's what we're here. So let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into the playbook idea. So first of all, I want to give credit where credit is due. I learned about this playbook idea from Nick Wignall. You can check him out online. He is a writer predominantly. And he said the following: imagine a football coach. And when I say football, I mean American football, not soccer, but I think, this could be a soccer analogy as well. But anyway, sticking with football here, we often see how the football coach has this they have like kind of a binder with different plays, and they're going to decide which play depending on what happens on the field. And why is this helpful for a football team? Well, it's because the coach doesn't need to like come up with new plays like on the fly. Like they can just go like, okay, see what this is going on. Okay, we're going to do this play. There's no deliberating. There's no pondering. There's no anxiety. They just know exactly what to do. So this is, the idea behind the playbook. And in a way, we can have the same approach when it comes to being awake at night. As many of you can surely relate to, it is actually the process of deciding what to do and deciding whether it's the best thing to do or the optimal thing to do or not to do that actually creates so much friction and ambiguity and anxiety that the night becomes like Judith expressed here, like unpleasant, a very unpleasant experience. And it again comes from that uncertainty and ambiguity. So when we see this, we also see why having this playbook can be so helpful, because it takes away all this like deliberating and pondering and that source, that's kind of a source of extra anxiety, if you will. You know, insomnia in itself is a manifestation of an anxiety. Like we're scared of not sleeping, we're scared of being awake, and that is the underlying anxiety that goes away when we educate ourselves and we take this inner journey. But then there can be this kind of extra anxiety that comes from deciding, what am I going to do tonight? So having made a decision preemptively, already having a game plan, already having a playbook, can make things so much easier. And that is the idea, you know, that is the kind of idea behind the playbook and why it can be so helpful. Now, what Judith brought up here, though, was like, okay, for me, having this playbook was helpful, and I don't, you know, I understand the concept behind befriending wakefulness, but I don't like, you know, doing things at night. And here's the thing. When I teach befriending wakefulness or embracing wakefulness, I often sort of make a point out of, you know, we can do something that we enjoy when we're awake at night. We can listen to a podcast that we really like, or we can read a book that we enjoy. And that can really teach the brain that being awake is not a threat, a foe, an enemy. It's actually something that's, you know, that can turn into something enjoyable. And when that happens, when we're actually looking forward to being awake, then it's not a threat at all. And as paradoxical as it sounds, when we're not afraid of being awake, sleep happens very easily and all by itself. So my point here is that I often teach this as, you know, do something you enjoy. Kind of like, it doesn't sound like, oh, I should make the night like a party, but that's not at all what befriending wakefulness is about. In fact, anything that isn't an attempt to force sleep is befriending wakefulness. You know, befriending wakefulness doesn't mean we have to get out of bed or do something like really, really engaging. Befriending wakefulness can be just like resting, taking it easy, you know, listening to some sounds, and, you know, laying in bed, you know, something like that. So in other words, there is no conflict between the two. If we decide like, I'm going to have like, I have this playbook now, I've decided that if I'm awake and it starts kind of annoying me, then this is what I'm going to do. You know, that's the playbook. And that is also befriending wakefulness, because anything that makes being awake more acceptable, more okay, is befriending wakefulness. So as a kind of practical summary here, we have seen that like having this game plan can help us leave like decision fatigue, which is another thing. Like we're just so tired of deciding what to do, right? Or decision anxiety. And deciding to rest, deciding to just rest in bed and like Judith says here, rest in bed. And if we're anxious in bed, then we're just like allow the anxiety to be there. That is also a plan. So in a way, I think if we look back at like what Judith said here, her playbook sort of changed. Like she had the playbook initially was more like, I'm going to do something productive. And then the playbook changed to now I'm just going to rest in bed and face the anxiety. And you know, that's another point here. You can always change. You can change your playbook. But again, having decided what to do can be really, really helpful. And now finally here, if something starts feeling like an effort, and if you're new to the channel, effort is basically when we're attempting to force sleep, doing something to force sleep, which is never helpful. If something starts feeling like an effort, let's say you had like this playbook and you decided like, when I'm awake at night, I'm going to listen to this podcast I look forward to. But then you find yourself thinking like, oh, it's not working. I was listening to podcasts, but I didn't fall asleep. Or I'm starting to realize that I'm trying to use the podcast to make myself fall asleep. When we realize this, when we see the effort, then actually it doesn't mean you have to change anything, because as the magic here is that awareness is change. When we started to see that, aha, my playbook started to turn into an effort. When my acceptance of wakefulness started to turn into an effort to try to make myself sleep, then we've already kind of uncovered a secret. And when a secret, you know, is uncovered, it doesn't exist anymore. So just by kind of deploying awareness, seeing that I'm listening to this podcast and I'm starting to think of it as an effort, then we already there is no effort. You know, so it doesn't mean we have to change anything. But sometimes we decide, like, maybe I should do something different. That's also fine. But just a little point there. So hope you found this really, really helpful. And if you're finding your way through, you know, our free material here to that peaceful place where you're feeling at yourself again, you're living the life you want to be live, that is amazing. Do share it. Do let us know. If not, if there's still some pieces of the puzzle that feel like they're missing, you're not feeling like yourself, you're in the struggle, you're not really seeing how to leave it, then please head over to our website, thesleepforschool.com, and check out our coaching options. If you decide to join, we would love to see you on the inside. With that said, I look forward to having you back tomorrow when we're having a insomnia recovery Q&A with Coach Michelle. So I look forward to that and much more. Bye for now.